Greetings, Creakers. The arrival of spring has coincided with increased mobility for me, and today I was out and about enjoying the cool sunshine and the color green. It's everywhere, in a million shades, interspersed with the bright yellow of daffodils. People were out in their gardens cleaning up winter's debris and turning over garden beds. There was a lovely feeling of anticipation. Then I walked to the pier and contemplated the expanse of beach revealed by the afternoon's low tide. It was just a beautiful day in the creek. If you are one of those people looking over your garden, you might have fruit trees and you might be contemplating how you could espalier them. You could find out on Google, but better yet, you can go to the Roberts Creek Legacy Garden, at the school, on Sunday, April 2 at 9:30 a.m. and learn from experts. Arborists Cheryl Topping and Andy Sloss will be there to talk about the technique of espalier along with tree planting methods. The workshop is from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. followed by a one-hour work party, so bring gloves and tools and pitch in. If you plan to attend, contact Vicky at rccsgarden@gmail.com. While on the subject of gardens, let's talk about worms. Even I, someone who gardens mostly in her dreams, knows that they aerate the soil and that their castings are awesome fertilizer. So, on April 2, after you learn how to espalier your fruit trees, you can go to the One Straw Tiny Farm from 1 to 3 p.m. and build a worm farm so you can have more of them. Go to onestraw.com to reserve your spot in this workshop. Just in case you forget, Saturday is April Fool's Day, so beware. I looked it up and no one is really sure of the origins of this day of silly pranks. However, it is thought to originate in France when in 1582 a switch was made from the Julian calendar, that celebrated the new year in April, to the Gregorian calendar that celebrates it in January. Some people had a hard time remembering. After all, don't you think spring makes more sense? I do. Anyway, those forgetful people were called April Fools and got paper fish stuck on their backs. How silly. Well, I am not sure if there will be silliness involved, but there will certainly be laughter at the Gumboot Cafe on April 1. Creative in the Creek returns with an evening of stand-up comedy starring David Roche and featuring Mike Oswald, Richard Austin and Ross McKenzie. Doors at 6:30 p.m. Show from 7 to 9 p.m. Minimum $10 donation at the door. At the Legion this weekend, it's Joe Rotundo and the Interstellar Rockers on Friday night and Saturday night as party time for fools and fairies. The Interstellar Rockers plan to take you on a cosmic journey of surf rock instrumentals and rockabilly tragedies, and fairies and fools will be entertained by the Sunshine Coast Dance Tribe. Different outfits will be required for these two events. Check the Legion website for details. This past weekend I attended a celebration of life for longtime Creaker Brock O'Byrne, and I would like to pay tribute to him. Among other things, he was a musician, builder, snooker player, and beloved Tai Chi instructor who will be missed by many friends. He was also a businessman and mentor who invested in the Creek. His involvement with the Gumboot restaurant and cafe helped create those key businesses that define the heart of the Creek, and we can all remember him for that. That's it for this week. Write to me at mountseyyvonne@gmail.com.